Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. Glad you're here. The Falcons have some news that no one really expected, but it's certainly going to hurt us a little bit more on the defensive side. Also coming up, why James Franklin went to Virginia Tech. The details of his deal coming out, we'll discuss that. And news on Lane Kiffin. You need to hear it. Stay there. We'll get to all of that and much more. Mike Bell, as we talk about this game with the Saints, before we get into this injury stuff, we've been talking about it all day, right? The Saints are a bad football team. We're not great. At least our record says we're not great, even though people may think we have better players. But this is Kirk Cousins' opportunity to show the world that he has an opportunity to recapture this, Mike. Mm-hmm. He can do something that very few quarterbacks get a chance to do, especially under the situation in which he lost the job. Now you're coming back. Yes, it's an injury to the starter, but it doesn't matter. Can he rekindle this fire for this Falcon football team?
Now, he looked horrible in that Dolphins game. I don't know if that was because he didn't get all the work. They were hoping that Michael Penix Jr. could go, and maybe that's where the reps went and were divided, because he looked like, you know, it just didn't look good, period. Awful. I mean, missing throws. I thought he looked pretty good when he came in relief against the Panthers on Sunday. He made some throws.
Yep.
We had a usual Kyle Pitts drop. We had an uncharacteristic Drake London drop that was going to go for a really big gain. And who knows, maybe, you know, we score a touchdown and that's all she wrote. And the Panthers are out of timeouts. We win the game. But he's got to be under center. I think that's something that makes more sense for him. The play action. I mean, yeah, he'll be in shotgun as well, but the play action, run the football. This is one where it's not that complicated. You know, lean into Algier, lean into Bijan, both running and catching the ball, since you've got such inconsistent wide receiver play. Maybe we'll catch a break and he can get content, get, you know, make a connection with Pitts or Mooney. But, you know, again, Carl, anybody not named Drake London just isn't that all that good. And Drake, of course, is going to be out for this game against the Saints.
Yeah, you're missing his 50-50 balls a lot. I mean, you don't have to be on target. He's just going to go make a play. But this is a rivalry game, guys. And despite the records, Saints 2-8, we're 3-7. Both teams, you know, they're 1-4 at home. We're 1-4 away. Something's got to give on Sunday. It's a 4 o'clock window game, by the way, if you're wondering. It's not in the 1 o'clock window. But one guy that has given us trouble over the years is Cam Jordan, Mike. 15th season now with the Saints, by the way. And I don't know what he's got left in the tank, but he always gets up for us. There are reasons to think that, hey, this game could be entertaining. The problem is neither one of these teams score a lot of points, or at least they haven't up to this point. I don't think this is going to be a scoring juggernaut either with their quarterback situation and Cousins getting back under center. But I just think, like, hey, you want to go in and take over that trap? This is your opportunity.
Look, it's a bad Saints team, but who's to say we're any better than these guys? I mean, yes, on paper, we got tremendous talent. You know, we're seeing Jalen Walker. We had a great conversation with him the other day. Him and Pierce are emerging. And we got more sacks, but we don't get the quarterback on the ground when it matters. As we said, I mean, it's incredible. You got a 5-game losing streak, and you're at you had one of the best clips of the last three games of getting the quarterback on the ground, but it's not equating to wins. You know, you got Tyler Shook. You got a young quarterback. Let's shake him up, right? Pardon the pun. Let's get after him. Kamara's only got one touchdown. Chris Olave is still a dangerous piece. I think we can, you know, handle him. It's just a matter of us. It's like if the Falcons do what we thought they were going to be doing these last 5 weeks, you win this game easy. Vegas thinks it's going to be so bad. The over-under's at like 39. Vegas is expecting like a 21-17 type deal. So I just think that this team is capable. Question is the team rally? We've not heard any bad things about this, you know, team, any weirdness in the locker room. As we ask Coach, why aren't we clutch? Can Kirk, it just seems a bit incredulous. We're asking Kirk to be the spark, Carl, a catalyst to get things back on track.
But quarterbacks do this. Like if you are worth your salt, then you elevate the team's play. See, this is why everybody got excited when he got the start earlier this year. And everybody's like, all right, because there were guys who were telling me the better quarterback's on the bench. Is he? And then he comes in relief last week and didn't look necessarily like, you know, he was gonna take this to the next level. But quarterbacks have the ability to do that, Mike, because they have the ball in their hands the entire game. And if he makes the right throws, you said it. Can they catch the ball? That I don't know. But this is where the pressure is on. The quarterback play, if it's better than it's been, then there's no reason for you to not elevate this offense and score more points. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929, as we talk about the Falcons. Mike, let's talk about this injury.
Yeah, man, a guy that we love, and this guy's a ball hawk, and he makes things happen, got a sack as a blitzing defensive back. Talking about Billy Bowman, and this is another one, not to be melodramatic, but, man, if you feel like this season's going south on you, they're doing a walkthrough today, and somehow, inexplicably, Billy Bowman tweaks his Achilles tendon, one of them, in the walkthrough. Mark Ramondi's got the information. Joe Patrick was talking about it. The coach says, Raheem Morris, quote, it wasn't great. It happened today in the walkthrough. So Billy Bowman is now unavailable for the Saints game, which is just a body shot because this guy's, he's one of the guys who is doing his job when he's on the field. He's had some injuries too this year.
No doubt about it. It's a kick in the you know where because it just, like, everything that can go wrong, it feels like it is. And unfortunately for Billy Bowman, here's a guy that continues to develop and has helped us win games, and now he's not going to be out there. Sunday, we're hoping this is not a long-term thing, but it sounds like it's going to be.
Well, it's an Achilles. And now, again, Oren's got jokes for the music as well. Also out, Zach Harrison, who's been, you know, he's been contributing at times. Josh Woods, backup linebacker. Bowman all out this week. And Drake London, of course, as we mentioned, is out. The good news is, according to Mark Ramondi from ESPN, even though he's listed as questionable, he feels Divine Diablo will play. He was out there today. Great. He was a full participant. Remember, he broke his forearm just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's a tough son of a gun, and we know how good he is and how he just completely upgrades our defense.
He is he's so flexible and versatile, and that's the one thing we've missed when you talk about pass coverage situations. You talk about filling lanes and the length and size and all that stuff, man. He's got all of that. So hopefully, Mike, he picks up right back where he left off. It definitely improves our defense. But let's be honest, the defense has been making plays. This offense has got to live up to it, man.
Right. Well, again, I mean, when you give 440 yards to Bryce Young, the defense still not getting the job done. You give 240 yards to Jonathan Taylor. The offense, yes, is a problem, but I'm not throwing bouquets to Ulbrich. Meanwhile,
Mike, they held this team to 67 yards rushing last week. I talked about stopping the run.
Yeah, but you gave Bryce Young through for 440 yards.
I understand that. But the point is, like, when you do that and your offense is as limited as it has been, they're not helping the defense at all. That's been part of the question.
Yeah, but this, again, anybody who feels that Ulbrich is somehow really doing God's work, no friggin' way. Stop the best player on the other team. They haven't shown the ability to do that. Weren't able to do it in San Francisco. Weren't able to do it in Berlin against the Colts. I know what you're saying, but I don't buy that. Yes, we know the offense is malfunctioning, but when you give up the kind of numbers they've been giving to star players, I mean, there's still a disconnect. That's why the sack stat is so crazy.
Yeah, but when
all those sacks, you get all those sacks and you give up 400 some odd yards pass.
Here's my deal with this. When I'm on the field double the amount of plays as you,
that's part of
that's
that. Yes.
What's going to happen. Like, and I'm not making any excuses.
Well, then also, how about tackling?
But I agree with you.
But you let Jonathan Taylor bounce off you.
That was terrible.
And then also Rico Dowdle when he finally gets, you know, we talked about the tight end.
That's terrible.
These guys don't tackle.
But is that Jeff Ulbrich? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that part of it is I'm calling these plays or doing our job, and then all of a sudden guys can't tackle to save their lives. I'm not telling the defense should be, dissolved of all of their issues. I just feel like when I run 75 plays to 50, you're on the field all damn day. That's been part of our problem. Offense, do your job.
Meanwhile, as far as the offense trying to get on track, the good news is we got full participation from Matthew Bergeron coming off that ankle. So he'll be there at left guard next to Jake. Jake got the old guy day off. And again, it was a walkthrough today.
Needs it.
And Chris Lindstrom was limited with a foot. But we believe that Lindstrom, we hope that Lindstrom could go. Because, again, got to protect, because, you know, Kirk's not exactly a mobile quarterback. He's a target back there.
Well, that's the other thing. And as far as the 14-year vet getting the start for us, guys, I'm going to let you hear, speaking of Zach Robinson, his thoughts on the defense of the Saints, and then we'll play Jeff Ulbrich for you. But here's the other part about Kirk Cousins. He played this team last year twice, Day-Day, didn't throw a touchdown in either game.
In fact, the offense didn't have a touchdown at all in the first game.
So like, that's the thing about this particular game. When you go back and look at last year's games where he was available, he was healthy, he didn't throw a touchdown in those games. So, I don't know, Mike. I'm really torn on believing, like, hey, Cousins is going to come to life here. I told you the first time we saw him when he got to start earlier, I thought he was washed. But he has an opportunity to prove us wrong, and this is your first chance on Sunday against the Saints.
It's where the wheels came off. You know, we talked about where Caleb McGarry kind of gets his feet tangled with Lindstrom. He hits the turf, and all of a sudden you and I are watching the game. I'm texting you. Ball is sailing. What's wrong with Cousins? Can't make these throws.
Nope.
And then because we all know the story, we had a young quarterback, and the coach just was going to keep rolling with the veteran, and unfortunately the veteran just could not get the job done. Then, of course, the side to that was because you drafted a quarterback that he didn't think was going to get drafted. Maybe if you had a journeyman as a backup, maybe Cousins would be more forthcoming and say, hey, I need a week off. I got to rest my arm.
You knew you weren't going to lose your job.
But he was not inclined to do that. And by the time we got to that Raiders, it was, you know, the die was cast. He couldn't do the job. So, like, it will be, and then why we love sports, because you never know the outcome. It will be an unbelievable story if this guy can summon up some of the stuff that worked last year. Remember, he was 2-time offensive player of the week in the conference.
I know. He was. That's why it's hard to believe, like, how things went so bad. But he gets another shot. Falcons get another shot. Unfortunately, Billy Bowman injured. Achilles injury, and as Coach said, it looked bad. So we'll see where this goes. He will not play on Sunday. Hey, coming up, Brian McFadden. We'll let you hear from Zach Robinson and Jeff Ulbrich along the way. And these college stories, Lane Kiffin, the latest with his potential announcement. We've got to tell you the latest on this, all right? We will. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big matchup against Pitt at home on Saturday night. We've been talking about it. We'll get back into some college football conversation. We're going to get BMAC on here in just a second. But I do want to mention this, Mike, because we were talking about this off air. The Lane Kiffin situation, Pete Themel's reporting this. A gentleman named Keith Carter, who covers Ole Miss as well, saying that there will be an announcement after the Egg Bowl for Kiffin, and that they've met with the chancellor. Apparently, Lane Kiffin has met with the chancellor there. They've discussed the next steps, but they agree they cannot lose sight of what the most important thing is, and that's our six-ranked team that is posed to finish the regular season in historic fashion. Of course, he's talking about getting to the college football playoff. But then they go on to say at the end of this announcement, Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game. So they will make, I guess, make an announcement. Mike, you can keep this secret for a week?
I don't know about that, because you know there was a story that the ultimatum was dropped, and then Lane tried to, not very convincingly, convince Pat McAfee and his listeners that that was not the case. So I'm not sold on that. All the reports are out there. I mean, they've documented, like, these people, these nerds who follow the numbers on the tail of the airplanes and know where these planes are going.
It's crazy.
And know that Lane Kiffin's family wasn't, in fact, in Gainesville, if not Lane himself. And that Lane, I guess Jimmy Sexton, is talking to Florida. This stuff's out there. But, yeah, the worst part is you got one of your best chances to ever do something really, truly special at Ole Miss. And it's going to get derailed by this huge distraction. The players are going to start thinking about their future. Some guys are going to want to leave. It's the worst. As I said earlier, if you're a fan of Ole Miss, it's just the worst barrel to be over, because you have no idea where it's going. And one thing you know for certain, you're never going to find a guy like Lane Kiffin. That kind of personality, that dynamic offense, you're going to have to find. No, you might find a younger coach somewhere, but you got the guy right now. You got the genuine article. So do you feel that after the Egg Bowl, he's going to announce he's leaving to go to LSU, and that's it? The die is cast?
Well, Keith Carter, and I said that he posted this. Keith Carter is the vice chancellor for intercollegiate athletics at Ole Miss. But this statement comes from them. And, Mike, part of this is, and we're going to talk to BMAC here in a segment as we talk about the future of Lane Kiffin. This is just probably the most interesting thing going on right now when you talk about coaches moving. But they put in this statement, despite the outside noise, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl. And together we want to ensure that our players and coaches can concentrate fully on next Friday's game. Okay. All right.
I mean, he's the only guy that Florida wants. He's the only guy that LSU wants. Even talked about bringing Ed Ogeron in to work. Coach Ogeron work with Lane Kiffin again.
All right, man. Pete Damo reporting that as well. All right, guys, let's talk to BMAC, Brian McFadden, CBS Sports NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion. B, do the Falcons have to make a coaching/GM change?
That's how you're going to start this Good Friday.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Wow. To be determined. I think there's still a lot of football left to be played. You know, we're in the month of November. We still have a full month left in December. So I think that's to be determined. But right now, it's not looking good. Mm-hmm. It's not looking good at all. In two outings against Carolina, you allowed 30-plus points. You've been swept by the Carolina Panthers. I think that's the first time the Panthers have swept the Falcons in a long, long time. And now you got another, you know, team that's kind of been trying to figure things out coming down on the schedule, the New Orleans Saints in a Division Four. So I think, man, if it doesn't get better, you got to strongly consider that, no question.
Right. We got the bad news on Michael Penix Jr. That's the thing, B. You've seen it around the league. All of a sudden, now you're Justin Fields or you're Mitchell Trubisky. It can go one of two ways. And if there's a new regime, they might not feel so warm and fuzzy about him in the first place.
Yeah, the thing is, though, patience, I think, will be exercised with Penix. You know, this is basically his first year really playing football. You know, he only started the last four ball games. I felt like they kind of have done Michael Penix a disservice, in my opinion. And the reason why I say it is because you look at a year ago, right? He didn't play a lot in the preseason his rookie year.
Exactly.
Didn't make any sense at all. I don't understand that. No lie, that didn't make any sense. And then this year, he didn't play at all in the preseason again. So when you talk about a young quarterback who's trying to figure things out, reps are very, very important. They're vital to the growth for him. And we didn't see that in the offseason. Like, all these inter-squad scrimmages, they're not the same as playing in a stadium with live referees, with people watching, people recording. It's not the same. And then you look at the offense, it's so generic, it's so bland. Everything is pistol-related. Everything is pistol-related. Name me one quarterback in the National Football League that's a part of a really successful offense that's always in the pistol, always in the shotgun. You look at some of the high-level quarterbacks in the National Football League, they're lining up under center it helps the entire offense out. I just feel like what I'm seeing offensively from Atlanta in terms of how they've handled Penix, in terms of the scheme, it's not resonating at all.
I know that they came from the Rams, just real quick, B, and we've talked about, you know, Matthew Stafford, but Matthew Stafford is still under center. And it's just one of those things where I just felt like you had to break Michael Penix of the habit, or were they concerned about the health, and that's why he wasn't doing that? I don't know. We'll find out someday.
I'm going to tell you this much. As a former defender, right, when I played with the Steelers defensively, we love when quarterbacks would always line up in shotgun or a form of a pistol, and the reason why is because it limits play action. It limits the play action. Now you become more predictable. And the running game is not as impactful as it is when you're under center. Because when you're in that zone read to what that zone play action to what the Rams run, where Matthew Stafford turns his back, he shows the football, you got to honor that as a defender. You got to honor that on all three levels. For the pistol, it really makes your offense predictable. And Bijan Robinson can be much better. Look at what Christian McCaffrey is a part of in San Francisco. Just listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. Christian McCaffrey,
right,
play action, under center type offense, along with shotgun. You look at what Matthew Stafford is a part of. Heck, Jonathan Taylor. You just saw Jonathan Taylor in person a few weeks ago, Falcon fans. Like, it just, me personally, it's just a pet peeve of mine.
Right.
I don't know at all. I'm just talking about what I think could be better. That is too generic and too bland.
Real quick, just to get the numbers right, the Rams ran the pistol 17.5% of their snaps, Carl, last year.
Wow.
So they're using it, but not as much as we have.
No doubt. B, tell us what's going on with this Eagles locker room, man. A guy's tired of talking about A.J. Brown.
Remember what I said, what was it, last week? A.J. Brown won't be a part of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2026. I haven't heard anything. I'm not an insider. I'm just giving you my personal opinion because of things like this. The frustration. They're 9-2, and there's nothing but frustrating quotes coming from their locker room. And is A.J. Brown wrong for how he's handling this situation? I don't think he's wrong, but I think what we're seeing now, there's such a disconnect between him and the star quarterback that he is being more vocal. I don't think they have the relationship that we all thought they had. Once upon a time, they were best friends. And I would still think they're still best friends, but it seems like they're not best friends on the football field. Because Carl, Mike, if you got an issue with Carl,
right,
or how Carl is doing something, I would think because of our relationship, you would talk to him in person, have some lunch, have a few drinks, and kind of figure out what's going on. That's what usually homeboys do.
Right.
But with AJ, he's like, man, enough is enough. I got to speak out on this. So I think there's a disconnect, and because of that, yes, they're going to win ball games. Will they be able to compete for a championship if this relationship is not better? Who knows? But I can tell you this much. Enough is enough. I think A.J. Brown will be playing elsewhere in 2026. Mm.
And to answer the question, Carl and I joke around, I think our longest argument lasted a commercial break in 11 years.
It's true.
It's why he puts up with me, bro. Hey, man, it's our man, Brian McFadden. Speaking of wide receivers and becoming divas, or in this case, Keon Coleman not handling his business, getting sideways with Sean McDermott. So he's not on the field last night. Bills lose, and one less target for Josh Allen. All of a sudden, Buffalo's leaking, man.
It wouldn't have mattered. They could have had Keon Coleman, Eric Moles, Roscoe Parrish, whoever, Lee Evans, whatever old Buffalo Bills wide receiver you want to bring back. It wouldn't have mattered. Because that pass rush for Houston, they were hunting last night. So whatever wide receiver you would like to implement, Don Beebe, it wouldn't have mattered. They don't protect.
Don Beebe.
They can't. Yes, Don Beebe. Shouts out to Don Beebe, by the way. Great, great player for the Bills. But, yeah, it wouldn't have mattered, man. I mean, they just was – they could not handle that pressure from the Houston Texans. And the thing about this is that Houston has been doing this the entire season. They've been carrying their team. Their offense has been stagnant. Their offense hasn't been good. It's because of their defense that they've been staying afloat. So Josh Allen was literally seeing ghosts last night. He was literally seeing ghosts. But they got to find a way to get things going. I think, me personally, guys, when your pass rush, I mean, when your offensive line is struggling, the best way to kind of slow down the pass rush is run the football. Run the football. How is it possible that your running back had 75 yards in the first quarter?
Right.
And you take the football out of his hands?
Yeah, right. I'm not a fan of Joe Brady,
make
man.
Any sense.
Joe Brady's hurting his brand.
I agree. And B, I agree with you on this because the way they were getting after Josh, man, they didn't do anything to counteract that. We're talking about Brian McFadden. Tell me about these Steelers, man. Is that injury to Aaron Rodgers more serious than they're leading on?
It's not as serious as once was believed. I think he is going to play. He's questionable right now. Now, it's about, you know, it's his non-throwing wrist, but being able to protect it in the line of fire. That it's not worse. You know, that's something that he's going to have to figure out. But this is a big game for Pittsburgh. This is a big game for Chicago. Chicago has been playing under the radar really, really good football. You know what I mean? And Pittsburgh, they're trying to keep heat off of them within their division with the Baltimore Ravens, who has the New York Jets. And one would think Baltimore will probably win that ball game. So if you're Pittsburgh, you know, if this injury is something that Aaron cannot make worse, you got to go out there and you got to let him play football. You know, he gives them the best chance to win. And if he's not able to be at his best, then, you know, Mason got to step in. But this is a major, major game for the Pittsburgh Steelers because at once upon a time, guys, you know, they had a lock hold on the division, the AFC North. And because of some mishaps in Baltimore kind of finding their strides, I mean, Baltimore was right there in the rearview.
All right, just to bring it back to the Falcons, give me a percentage, man. You think Kirk Cousins can summon up some magic?
I hope with Kirk Cousins having a full week to prepare that he could be more acclimated to be able to provide some magic. Because you know them Saints, man, they're licking their chops, man. They don't care nothing about the issues that the Atlanta Falcons are going through. They applaud the problems of the Atlanta Falcons. And their fan base will love nothing more to kick more dirt on that body right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you're Kirk Cousins, man, wasn't this the game a year ago where
yes.
he got injured?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, it's time to get your lick back. You know what I mean? It's time to get your lick back. It's going to be a tall task because that game is in New Orleans, right?
Yep. It is.
Oh, you already know. They're going to be rocking. that dome is going to be upside down. And if you're Raheem, man, every game matters right now because the first question you asked me about who will be a part of this staff moving forward. Man, as we see in the National Football League, boy, certain coaches, they got a short leash, especially if you don't see any positivity happening with the brand. I mean, they got to find a way to win this ball game. With all the injuries, Atlanta still has more talent than the New Orleans Saints. But as we've seen over the last few weeks, that said talent hasn't really been putting forth the effort that's needed to be put forth.
Right.
Did you just say got to find a way? B-Mac, we got to run, man. Appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend, brother, and thank you for stopping by.
Always. And I was listening to you guys. Lane Kiffin is gone.
He's gone.
He gone.
He's gone.
I feel the same way. This is a nice way to say, Ole Miss fans, be patient.
Right.
But
you know what?
And you don't wait a full week I'm returning. Nope. I'm coming back. No, that doesn't make sense.
Nope, me neither. I agree. They put that statement out there. We're going to tell you about the situation that James Franklin got himself into as well and why he took this job, the commitment that they're telling James Franklin they're going to give him at Virginia Tech. We got to roll, brother. Thank you so much, man. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bale. Sports Ready. That's what he just said.
I hope so.
That's what he said.
Find a way.
Hey, man. I want to remind you, speaking of the Falcons, the Bud Light Watch Party, guys, this Sunday, 4 o'clock, $3 cafe on Regency Plaza Boulevard in McDonough. You can watch the Falcons battle the Saints with Abe Gordon, Freddie the Falcon. The cheer team will be out there. Compete in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete in four Super Bowl tickets, that is. And you can also win Falcons tickets, autographed Falcon items. Lots of stuff going on. You've got to be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. All right, we'll come back. We'll recap the Kiffin statement. It's not him. It's the school.
Uh-huh.
And then also what James Franklin got in his new deal that everybody's saying, okay, that kind of makes sense. And we'll play Zach Robinson talking about this Saints defense. Stay there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Couple of things going on in the college football world. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First, Mike, we were just discussing this statement. Again, it's not from Lane Kiffin. This is from the school. But as we've read through this a couple of times, this is pretty easy, okay? And I think in life, if you've ever had to make a decision about a job and you're leaving your job that you love, but you have a better job, maybe an opportunity, but you love your job, there is no wavering. You make the decision and you move, right? One way or the other, or you go, hey, you guys are great, but I'm staying here. That is not the sense I get with this, Mike, with Lane Kiffin.
No, I mean, again, this is from the vice chancellor for intercollegiate athletics at Ole Miss named Keith Carter. But he says, you know, while we discuss the next steps, we know we cannot lose sight of what's most important. Yeah, there's a football game to be played. Got it. Egg Bowl, Miss State, understand. But he goes, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing, blah, blah, blah. You know, again, they get it. This team's on the cusp of unprecedented season. But it's interesting to say, while we discuss the next steps, you know, okay. So to me, did Kiffin say, I'm going to let you have last chance to match this next deal? You know, because if he was going to stay, every other coach who's got hot prospects has already got himself locked up. Brent Key will be next. Cignetti was the first. We talked about Elko at A&M. Everybody locked up their guy. You know, so but Kiffin, in this case, he is taking these meetings. Sexton is talking to these teams. Look, I don't blame him. It just, as we said, it sucks. Just like Ole Miss went through this some 25 years ago when it was Tuberville, right? When Tuberville left to go to Auburn. You just feel like you're just, you're constantly just an escalator for somebody else to just walk on you to get to the next level. And it really hurts because LSU is a big rival. But LSU's, it's a better team. It's a more historic program. And he'll win it. He may win a championship. The other side of this, just real quick, is Kiffin he's sexy, and yeah, he beat Georgia last year, and they are six. But do you still think this guy can win a national championship in your heart of hearts? Or is he always going to be like Sark? He'll be on the cusp, but he's just not that guy. He never seems to have elite defenses, you know?
Yeah, I think Lane Kiffin, from an offensive standpoint, is one of the best in the business.
Right.
There's no doubt. I do think he's got a little bit more gravitas than a guy like Sark because, Mike, his journey to where he's at, I think, has given him that. This whole thing about winning national championships, look, did Georgia fans think Kirby's going to be this damn good? I mean, you don't.
Some did.
But you don't know until they get the job. He was riding on the coattails, fair or unfair, of Nick Saban, right? He's one of Saban's top guys. He's great. But is he going to be great at Georgia? Yes, he's getting his dream job. You just don't know until you get into the job. And for a guy like Lane Kiffin, here's the debate. He's been at lesser jobs and lesser opportunities, and this may be his one chance to go to that place, Mike, that gives him that edge,
right,
that benefit that There are no more excuses. They're going to spend like crazy. I'm going to get everything I need. And even though Ole Miss is saying they're willing to do that, to your point, will they do it to the degree of an LSU or Florida? That's the question.
You know how, I know, like at the end of the day, Al Davis was losing his fastball. He was getting up there. But, you know, he basically felt that this guy was a used, you know, like a used car salesman. And that was his take. Remember, to the Tennessee Vols, and of course, USC is the dream job. Takes the USC job, flames out there.
Flamed out.
You know, the Saban car wash. Was it FAU or FIU? I always get them confused.
I think it was FIU.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then here he is now. But you wonder, you know, if he goes to LSU, I mean, man, they just, we always say, LSU gets off the bus, they look like a friggin' NFL team. But Ole Miss, like I said, that's the thing. Can you see it through an Ole Miss? Give the fans, I don't see him seeing it through and living up to their expectations. I think he takes the LSU job. And by the way, I put LSU way above the Florida job.
Okay. Well, look, when you've got three different coaches, Skip Saban, that have come to LSU at three different time periods and won national championships, right? Les won there. Ed Orgeron won there. You're right.
Spurrier had his one. Urban had his two at Florida. I don't know. And maybe it's more about the boosters and the alum and how things have kind of got a little sideways down there.
Mm.
But I would imagine, as opposed to Napier, they're all on board. Remember, they soured on Dan Mullen. It's almost like they've kind of like Auburn Light, right, at Florida.
Yeah, and let me say this about Lane Kiffin, too. You mentioned the USC job. And look, we all have jobs. And we go, man, if that job's
that's
ever offered.
That's the dream job, right.
He's 34 years old. Pete Carroll had won at a high level and what he inherited. All right. And it was past it. I think that's 2010-ish, Mike. I mean, Carroll's gone. He's in the NFL and running the thing in Seattle. He's 34 years old. Wasn't ready. Like, you want your dream job, but he wasn't ready. He's a better coach now at 50 than he was at 34. And that's why you're seeing the results, I think, at Ole Miss. Can he do that? To get back to your question about can he do it at LSU? I don't know. I got to see him in that environment. I got to see if he can handle it. But others have shown they can. And I think he's better, Mike. He's a better coach than Ed Orgeron.
But the fact that you got even Ed Orgeron to talk, somewhere conversations got out there. We're bringing Ed back because Ed's a tremendous recruiter.
Yep.
He would have a role. He would be with the Lions.
Ed had an amazing staff.
Yes.
At LSU.
And of course, he had Joe Brady. Remember, they had the two-headed monster in the offense. They had great defense. But Orgeron, going back to his time at Tennessee with Lane, is still a tremendous recruiter, despite how it fizzled out at the end at LSU.
Real quick, James Franklin's deal, guys, runs through 2030. It's backloaded. So Virginia Tech's on the hook for $6 million in 2026. It goes up to $13.5 million by 2030. Here's the thing, Mike. Bunch of bonuses included. This is what's being reported out there. But apparently Virginia Tech approved an increase to its overall athletics budget to about $229 million over the next 4 years in September. And they committed about $10 million to his staff, assistants, and $6 million for supplemental staff. See, those are all those guys that Saban has and Kirby has that you go, hey, who are these guys running around? All those extra people matter. And that is a huge commitment from a Virginia Tech. And part of this has to do with the TV ratings. He's going to get a bonus up to $800,000 based on Virginia Tech's TV viewership. So if they're good, people are watching.
So if they get to be the third best in the ACC behind Clemson and FSU.
He gets money. He gets a lot of money.
The thing is, all those things you just talked about and all the things Virginia Tech is pumping into, it still doesn't change the fact he can't win the big one.
No, it doesn't.
And that's ultimately where it is. I just wonder, you and I were talking about this off the air, if his agent was like, okay, we ran it up the flagpole. Your brand is not that hot. Virginia Tech's probably the best you're going to get. So I think the truth lies somewhere in between, that he wasn't going to get Florida. Mm. He wasn't going to get some of those other gigs because the perception on him is he's a tremendous recruiter, but he's not. He's one of the worst in-game managers with that talent.
They kept him for over a decade at Penn State. That's a long time to be there, and I think that the record speaks for itself. But that is one of the reasons why apparently the commitment there is he's there. Mm. All right, real quick, before we get out of here, Falcons Saints. Want to play this for you because I want to get your final thoughts as we get ready for Sunday. Monday, Mike and I are back. We're at our Brown Grass charity golf tournament over at Eagle Watch, guys, but we will be on air there. All of your favorite shows will be broadcasting from there as well. So if you get a chance, obviously if you're not playing in a tournament, but saying, hey, for those who are, we can't wait to get a chance to meet you, but we will be there starting at 2 o'clock on Monday, recapping all this stuff. I want you to hear Zach Robinson. You just heard Brian McFadden being critical again of this offense, the pistol and all the things. This is what he said about the Saints defense.
Yeah, they're a very sound defense. You look at all three levels, it's a sturdy, you know, interior. They got big edge players from the previous scheme that they were playing in. And so they got really good talent, you know, first level, second level, third level, adding Justin Reed. Like, so they got good players across the board. Got a lot of respect for Brandon Staley, you know, coached with him in L.A. and then has been a friend for a handful of years now. So he does a great job knowing that he sees the game through an offensive perspective. So we got to be ready for everything. And I see it sound, just good, solid defense. Looks like they communicate well at a high level.
Okay. How do you attack them?
Run the football.
That's it.
I mean, they give it up 123 yards a game. I know that, you know, the per yards, you can look at the metrics any way you want, but they're kind of middle of the pack in the NFL as far as rushing yards allowed. So go get it. You know, it's just, I hate to say it again, KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. Just run the ball. Lean in to Algier and, of course, you know, and Bijan, and maybe Bijan gets more creative ways to get him the ball in the passing game.
Are you willing to say the Falcons win on Sunday?
No. Okay. No, you don't have Drake London. Rivalry game, you've just lost five in a row. I mean, I win this game, and then maybe I'll start feeling better about it. The worst part, I was going to save this for clear my throat, I'll just mention it. The Bucs are really banged up. Godwin's still banged up. Bucky Irving may or may not play. They're playing the Rams. All this time, we've been screwing around with the AFC East in games we should and could have won, save for Miami. These guys could lose three games in a row in Tampa, you know? But we blew it in the division. We're unfortunately now not in a position to even win the division.
All right. I don't either. I cannot sit here and guarantee you. I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed, that Kirk Cousins lives up to it, plays a lot better, and guys make plays.
And they rally around him. As you said, the quarterback can be that lightning rod.
Let's hope so.
He was, look, we talked about Bijan. This guy's legit. Everybody was so excited about him. How great we felt after beating Tampa Bay those two games, beating the Cowboys last year.
Yes.
Just like, again, seems like it was 10 years ago.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. High School Scoreboard Show is coming up. Stay here. They're going to get you covered.
Playoffs, baby.
It's all going down in our great state with high school football. So stay here as you'll get all the scores and updates around the state. All right, Big O, we got to clear our throats. Hey, thanks to B-Mac, Jeremy Fowler for jumping on with us, Steve Coonan, all the interviews, not only today, but all week long, online at Odyssey.com if you want to listen to them. And make sure you subscribe. Don't miss any of our content. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and we appreciate you guys. Hey, man, have a great weekend. Big O, thank you. Congratulations again on the kiddo, man, being as big as he is, because you're in trouble. Hey, Day-Day. Executive producing all week. Guys, short week for most people next week with Thanksgiving, but we are back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's hope we're talking about a win. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
You just got to teach your kid the intermediate jump shot. That's what's missing in today's NBA. Anyway, a couple of things. Brent Key, loving the job he's done. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame the defense just isn't as good as maybe it needs to be. Don't screw up against Pitt. I hope we didn't kiss a death it, because Carl, Oren, and I are all on Georgia Tech -2.5. Over-under says they think it's going to be in the 30s. Just win by a field goal, man. Should be an electric atmosphere, no monkeying around, and lock it in so you are in that ACC championship game. Don't mess it up, Jackets.
Hey, man, it doesn't take long. Lane Kiffin's playing with a lot of people's emotions right now. That ain't right. Yeah, you're going to make a lot of money if you stay. You're going to make a lot of money if you go. But really, this is about breaking hearts. And a lot of people's hearts are going to be broken when he makes this decision, apparently after the Egg Bowl. That news breaking today, that's when this decision will be made. Let me let you in on a secret. It's already been made. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're an Ole Miss fan right now. Hottie toddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.